This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, February 10th. Well, we have interest rates still meandering higher, and that is an issue that is unsettling the whole stock market. The 10-year Treasury bond yield is now 3.7%. Now, just last week, it was 3.34%. So that's a big increase. So there's this perception that inflation is brewing. It's bubbling. Now, we're going to get a CPI report next week, and the big component in that is called owner's equivalent rent. It actually rose from November to December. It's important that that cracks, because obviously the Fed's raising interest rates. Obviously, they're killing the housing market. There's price cuts everywhere, even the hottest markets. So there's a lot of people that just don't understand why owner's equivalent rent hasn't cracked yet, okay? So that's the first thing that we got. That's going to be a big deal next week. The second thing is there's a lot of rumbling that the payroll report for January was bogus. And it's because of massive seasonal adjustments that happened in January. There are more seasonal adjustments in January to the upside than any other month in the year. The next 5 months have negative seasonal adjustments. So we do think that the job creation in America might have been overstated. It was, what a coincidence, just before the State of the Union. Also a coincidence, the labor secretary resigned before the State of the Union speech, even though he was the designated survivor. He got a job with the Hockey League, so sounds like a fun job for him. So I think, you know, Wall Street has been, you know, shoving rates higher, thinking that we got this incredibly strong economy off that payrolls report, and it looks like it was bogus, okay? There's an excellent Market Watch article on that this week. So we've got a lot of interesting things to keep an eye on. In the meantime, the most important thing by far for us is energy prices are headed higher. Why? Because Russia's cutting their production. Now, they were already down, already cut 1 million barrels a day because of wellhead problems. Now, they're officially cutting another 5% in March. They're going to be cutting all year long because there's new sanctions on Russia, and they can only transact in Chinese yuan, Russian rubles, and gold. So I'm sure India is happy to sell them. India's happy to buy oil from Russia in any currency they want, but because they keep refining it and trying to sell refined product. But as these sanctions bite more and more, Russia's going to have to cut more and more of its production. So today, that announcement that Russia was cutting 5% of their production in March has got crude oil prices higher, and this is the first of many. So let's just step back and look at what's going on in the energy patch. We are no longer releasing from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That was 1 million barrels a day for 200 days. Russia cut already 1 million barrels a day. Now they just add another 500,000 barrels to that. So that's big. So that's 2.5 million barrels a day off the market. Okay. Now you have the seasonal pressure, okay, because demand goes up in the spring. So it's looking awfully good for our energy-related stocks, and they're having a very good day. And I realize when I say some things, I jinx myself, but I'm more confident on this energy bet than anything, okay? So we are going to have $100 per barrel of crude oil in the upcoming months. In peak summer demand, we're going to have $120 of crude oil for Brent sweet crude. So So your energy stocks are your oasis, okay? Now, one of the other stocks that should be an oasis was a stock I talked about in my last podcast, was Enphase Energy, which when I did the podcast, it had gapped up in pre-market action. And although it did open higher, then it got hit with profit-taking. I've noticed that's happened a bit lately, okay? We're, as this earnings season gets near the end, we're 60% through it now. You do get some profit taking from time to time. The other thing that that something like Enphase Energy faces, okay, that is a risk, okay, is what's going on with the ESG investing. Obviously, Enphase is the biggest, the most successful ESG stock ever. They're the ones that have the great software between your solar panels and your power walls. They're doing commercial battery installations for utilities all around the world. And it's a very, very well-run, very successful company, okay? But if it gets put in an ESG index, which it is, and that ESG index gets hit with redemptions, then you get selling pressure on Enphase. So I am not worried about Enphase. I'm sure a lot of you know we have massive embedded capital gains in that stock. It's still scoring super high in our criteria. It's what we call fundamental A stock. It's in the top 20% of our eight tried and true fundamental factors. So please don't worry about Enphase's profit-taking here. I'm going to stick with this stock. And also, I hate to tell you this, but that kind of volatility you see in Enphase has been normal for the stock. It does move in a bit of a herky-jerky manner. So I do apologize that that particular stock got hit with profit-taking, but I'm not worried about it at all, okay? And then if you're looking for another good ESG-type stock, it's Shoals Technologies, that's SHLS. That's a Portland company. They make the electronics behind solar installations so your house doesn't catch on fire. You know, if you put in a big solar thing, at least in California, you got to put a fire suppression system on. They're also making these chips to make sure the charging stations don't explode. You know, we're adding a lot more charging stations around the United States. So you don't want those to blow up either, because they're running a lot of electricity for fast charging. So anyway, SHLS is an ESG stock if you're looking for one, as is Enphase, and I just thought I'd mention that. But otherwise, our fossil fuel bet's paying off big time. Hang on, everybody. Enjoy the ride. We'll see what the CPI says next week. If we get any crack in owner's equivalent rent, we could rally off that because then it might take some of the upward pressure on interest rates that we've seen this week. It might reverse. So next week's going to be a big deal with the CPI. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.